That's right. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we talk about nutrition with Amber Boyens. And Amber, welcome back to the studios again.
Thanks again for having me.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to be here.
We're going to talk about something that I kind of like talking about, lunch.
Lunch.
The importance of lunch.
Yeah, it's a good topic, huh?
It is. Tell us about it.
Yeah, especially just a couple hours after lunch here.
I just had lunch.
That's right. So we talked about sleep. We talked about breakfast. So I thought, why not just continue into our day and talk a little bit about lunch? And lunch is one of those things that people tend to skip. They work through lunch, skip lunch, eat at our desks. Easy to kind of let the day go and let lunch not be a priority. But skipping lunch is associated with some other less healthy behaviors. So that's one of those habits that if we can find a way around skipping it, find some strategies to get that in, can be pretty helpful.
Isn't there something called intermittent fasting or something like that some people do where they intentionally skip lunch?
That's a great question. And intermittent fasting is usually skipping a meal, but typically we're either going to skip breakfast or we're going to skip supper with intermittent fasting. So that's usually a longer period overnight. So getting that lunch is usually going to be either kind of the start of your eating for the day, or even sometimes the end of your eating for the day, I guess, depending on what those hours are. Usually I would encourage people to go at least until 5 or 6 with their meals during the day if they were doing that. But for people who actually choose to skip lunch, or maybe sometimes it's not so much of a conscious choice, but just, you know, they just kind of forget about it.
Didn't get around to it. Maybe had some meetings going on and stuff and just blew right through it.
Exactly.
I've done that before.
Yes, we all have, I think. And we tend to not prioritize it. But skipping lunch, especially skipping lunch more than 3 times a day, that's often how the research kind of categorizes it, is often associated with making less healthy food choices the rest of the day, especially in the afternoon and the evenings. And making less healthy food choices is associated with a lot of things, including shorter lifespan. So there's an interesting study that was just published here in the last couple of weeks that showed that if we change our healthy food choices, if we start making healthier food choices, especially plant-based foods, less processed food, more fruits and vegetables, at age 20, that can lead to an extra 10 to 13 years of life. If we make those changes at age 50 or 60, that can still lead to an extra 7 or 8 years of life. So there's no time that's too late to start making.
How about when you're 70?
I think you'd probably still get a few extra years in there, even if you made those changes at 70. So with that in mind, let's talk a little bit about maximizing lunch. So like we said, a few things can kind of get in the way, whether it's just not prioritizing it during the day. So maybe you did pack it and you never got around to eating it. But often it's not having the food in your house, not taking the time to prepare lunch, either in the morning or the night before, a busy work schedule, or just unexpected kind of additions into your day. So one of the simple answers is leftovers. I think that's kind of a good go-to, because it doesn't necessarily take more time for us to make just a little extra to our meal in the evening. So I encourage people, at the same time that you're dishing up your meal in the evening, dish up those leftovers for the next day. We put them into portion containers at our house. Often we'll put them into mason jars, which are pretty quick and convenient and portion controlled already. But don't just think about the entree. We also need to think about what kind of sides we're going to have. Because if we don't pack enough for lunch, if we don't have enough to eat, that leaves us reaching for treats in the break room, for snacks from a vending machine, whatever's quick and convenient and often less nourishing. So think about what those sides are going to be. Meal planning can help with this a little bit. It takes a little time on the front end, and often people think that they have to meal plan for a whole week or a whole month at a time. But I suggest just taking a few moments in the evening and think about, what am I going to eat tomorrow? What does my breakfast look like? What am I packing for lunch? Or am I eating lunch out? Nothing wrong with supporting local restaurants, right? That can be a great option too. Just think about kind of the totality of that meal. What is everything we're taking in with that meal? And do we need to add something nourishing to kind of bulk up what it's providing for our body? Don't overthink it though. It's easy to overthink lunch. It can just be a simple pairing of foods. And having easy foods on your grocery list can be a good way to get around this. But have a plan for it.
Now my plan yesterday, I went home and, you know, I looked in the refrigerator and I'm thinking, I really don't know how to make any of this stuff. So I had half a beef stick and a handful of chips. And then that evening when I came home, you know, Deb said, "What do you have for lunch?" I said, "Half a beef stick and a handful of chips." She wasn't really impressed by that.
I'm sure she wasn't.
But I did tell her I made up for it with the amount of baked goods I was eating off the counter during the day.
So. And that is exactly it, right?
That's the problem right there.
What a great real life story to demonstrate why we need to have that lunch.
I should think this out a little bit.
That's right. And that's why just taking a moment the night before to see what's in your fridge, because often what happens is we go to the grocery store, we get all these things that are healthy because we're feeling motivated on the day we go to the grocery store, but then we didn't have a plan for them. So we end up getting lunch out somewhere, we grab a snack from the gas station, or we eat a handful of chips and a beef stick, and then some of those things in our produce drawer just go bad because we didn't have a plan for them, or the hummus that we purchased expired because we didn't have a plan for it. So veggies and hummus, veggies and guac, things like that can make a great side for lunch, but we have to, one, enjoy them. If you don't like them, they're not a great thing to purchase. And that's another thing is sometimes people say, "Well, I read that hummus is good for you, so I got some." Great. Do you enjoy hummus? And if the answer is no, don't buy it.
Yeah, good idea.
Yes. We need to find those things that you genuinely enjoy, genuinely look forward to eating.
Maybe like some keep from fruit handy or something like that.
Fruit is a great one. Fruit and peanut butter, fruit and a handful of nuts, fruit and some sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds. That's a great snack or a great addition to a meal. And it's so simple. You don't have to prepare anything
right. When
you do that. So having that kind of stuff on hand can really make a big difference in just ensuring that you have the tools, the resources available to you to make that healthy choice. So we want to avoid, though, relying on some of those really easy things like crackers and chips, frozen meals, refined grains as our go-to options because they're not really providing a lot of nourishment for our body. If those are something you like, think about what you can do to add some nourishment to it. So if you do really like crackers, can we at least put, if hummus is something you like, hummus or guacamole or even like goat cheese. I know maybe a lot of people out here don't necessarily like goat cheese, but it's pretty good if you try it. Goat cheese and cucumbers. I'll bring some over sometime. So just adding some vegetables to it, adding an olive tapenade, which is just an olive spread to it, can be a great option. Keeping frozen, steam fresh vegetables in your freezer. Quick and easy. You toss them in the microwave and you've got loads of fiber and color and nutrients just sitting there ready to go.
What about yogurt, stuff like that?
Yogurt is a great one.
That's a good one. Easy to grab and have a yogurt.
It's outstanding. Yogurt and oatmeal, too, are another one. We think of oatmeal for breakfast, but you can absolutely have oatmeal for lunch. But having yogurt and some chia seed or yogurt and flaxseed or yogurt and fruit on hand can be a great addition to a meal, especially if we're getting Greek yogurt. Greek yogurt can be a lot higher in protein, so it can be a little bit more satisfying from a nutrition standpoint. So the reason I say to make sure it's something you like is we have to have that nourishment, but we also have to be emotionally satisfied by the foods that we're eating. So if we're just eating things because we think they're healthy and we're not really enjoying them, often what happens is we don't have that emotional satisfaction from the meal. Or if you're satisfied by something warm and instead you choose to bring yogurt and flaxseed, but you're not satisfied emotionally because it wasn't heated and warm, then you might still be reaching for those other things. Even though you're not hungry, you never got that emotional satisfaction from the meal. So think about the nutrition, but also think about what you enjoy. Work on building that healthy grocery list for kind of staples that you can always have on hand. Things that go in the freezer are a great option. Just having everything ready will make it a lot easier. And then take those few minutes in the evening to think about what is that next day going to look like.
All right. Well, some good advice there, Amber.
Thank you.
And how about those baked goods on the counter? Now, that did that count? I was emotionally satisfied by the fudge and 10 Valentine cookies, I think.
But I'm glad you had that emotional satisfaction. There's a little extra sugar there. Maybe not the best choice.
Okay.
But a day here and there is not going to hurt anything.
Okay. Well, I topped it off with a little coffee, so.
Yep.
What could you say? Well, anyway, if anybody needs any advice, not from me.
That's right.
From you, how could they get a hold of you?
You can go ahead and go onto our website for Synapse Center for Health and Healing. And our website is Official Synapse, SYNAPSE, officialsynapse.com. A little link for a discovery call there that you can click on and schedule time to chat with me. Or you can call us at 651-209-9906.
All right. Well, I appreciate the good information there.
Yeah.
Good advice, and I'll try to take some of that to heart.
That sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Amber. We'll see you again for Taco Tuesday next week.
Thank you.